Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew.
If I had a miracle cure that would guarantee you and your family living to a ripe old age whilst feeling vigorous, fit and fabulous, would you be interested? Well, I do. It's called Healthy Living. Hello and welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Orlina Kerrick. Healthy Living for Families Made Easy.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Orlina. Welcome for all the new people who are in the Facebook group. It's lovely, lovely to have you here. You are more than welcome. And if you're listening to the podcast, hello and welcome. Okay, yesterday I had an amazing coaching session with the people in my group coaching, and I wanted to just share a little bit of what we talked about. Now, number one, a lot of people get stuck in negative brain and think, it's not going to work for me. I'm stuck. I can't make it work. I've tried this. It didn't work. So what we did yesterday was we did some PQ repping. Note, if you're not sure what PQ repping is, then give me a shout and I will show you how to catch up and how to find the workshops that we talk about positive brain and negative brain. The PQ reps help us get into our positive brain. And from that space, positive brain, we then ask the question, what is it that my body needs in order for me to lose weight? Now, that is within the framework. So these are people who know my framework. So I'm just going to rattle through my framework because I'm sure you've heard it before. Healthy eating, Mediterranean style diet is pillar number one. Pillar number two is exercise that lights you up. Pillar number three is delicious, beautiful, healthy sleep. And pillar number four is emotional wellness and mindset. So that's looking at stress. It's looking at emotional eating. And it's looking, of course, at being in your positive brain. So the question I pose to you is, what do you need to do to help your body lose weight? So what happens is a lot of people go, I tried this, I tried that, I tried this. It didn't work for me. And that isn't the right question to ask. Or another example that I see is people say, you know, when I was younger, when I was in my 20s, I basically, you know, missed breakfast and I lost weight. Whereas now I try all of these things. I'm a bit older, perhaps gone through menopause, had kids, all of those things that happen. Our bodies just change essentially as we get older. And now I do things and it doesn't work. I don't get the same results. And the answer is yes, you don't get the same results. So now you have to ask this question. What is it that your body needs to move forwards? What is it that your body needs in order for you to lose weight? Now, I will give you a few hints. I've given you the framework and I talked about this recently, but a lot of it is about how you eat. It's about nutrition. Yes, you still need to be doing exercise. Yes, sleep. Yes, all of those things. But the reality is you can't focus on all of those things at once. So you need to think about, well, where am I in that system? And what is it that I need to focus on right now? What is it that I really need to focus on? Now, another big piece of the puzzle that I think is really important to acknowledge is that hunger and how you eat, when you eat, the portion size you eat is all habit. So I'm going to be really upfront with you and say we have got some friends staying at the moment and I am astounded at how much they eat and the big portions that they eat and just eating all the time, grazing all the time. I find it really eye-opening when we have friends staying because we obviously have very different eating patterns. That is what happens where you're standing right now when you're there going, okay, well, I'm not losing weight. And this is how I'm eating. This is how many times I'm eating a day. This is the kind of foods I'm eating. These are the portion sizes I'm eating. Now, you may not be losing weight. You may just be static and being in a plateau, not losing or gaining. But if your aim is to lose weight, you need to do something slightly different in order to lose the weight. And I personally don't think you have to starve yourself. I don't think you have to deprive yourself. You might need to do a little bit of mindset work around, you know, how you're eating and things like that. But you do need to change. So this idea of being how you eat is a habit. Your brain is busy saying, this is what I normally eat. This is what I'm used to eating. This is what I'm in the habit of eating. Now, the reality is if you want to get to a lower body size, you need to eat in a different way. You need to eat for what that new body needs, as opposed to what your brain is saying. So some examples of this are, if you eat breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning every single day, that's a routine. Your body goes, hey, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's breakfast time. This is when we eat breakfast. I say we because I always think of your brain as slightly different parts. So this is, it's breakfast time, it's time to eat. And you get that signal of I'm hungry. Now, imagine you change your routine and you start work later on. So you're going to start having breakfast at 8 o'clock now. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to get hungry at 7 o'clock and you don't really want to eat at 8 o'clock. Or if you decide you need to have breakfast earlier and you're going to have it at 6 o'clock, you're going to wake up at 6 o'clock and go, I'm not really hungry now. I have breakfast at 7 o'clock. And that is a pattern of how you eat breakfast or how you eat during the day. And those things are helpful because I think routine is really good in terms of when your body needs to eat. It is good to have an eating routine, a healthy eating routine, obviously. Now, the same can be applied to how much you eat. You can get into the habit of, this is how much I eat. And your brain is kind of saying, okay, this is how much you normally eat. You have to eat this much. Now, what happens if you don't eat so much? Well, your brain is still kind of going, okay, there's more, you need to eat more. But really, your body doesn't need any more. So a question to ask yourself is, what happens if I'm hungry and I don't eat? And a lot of people are scared of hunger. They think, oh my goodness, I'm going to collapse in a heap. I'm not going to keep going. And I remember when I first went swimming, I go swimming in the morning in the summer. So I get up 6 o'clock and I used to have a banana or something before I would go on this long swing. And I thought, okay, I am going to try not having anything to eat until I get back. But part of my brain was going, but what happens if you swim a kilometer and then you collapse in a heap and then you can't swim back? So anyhow, I tried it. And guess what? It was perfectly fine. And now that's what I do all the time. I cycle, I swim, I cycle back. And my body is just perfectly used to it because it can access the energy that is inside it. On a side note, if you're exercising for a long period of time and you're worried about performance, you should eat before you exercise. But if you're just exercising within an hour, for an hour, you don't need to eat before you exercise. So here's the thing. You get into this habit of portion size and you need to rewrite your brain. So how do you do that? Well, it takes about 2 weeks to rewrite your brain. So going back to the example of breakfast, if you decide that you've got a new job and you're going to eat breakfast at a different time, it will take 2 weeks for your body to readjust. And it is your brain that is basically readjusting, going, okay, breakfast is at a new time. Now, the same thing can happen to portion sizes as well. You get into this habit of portion sizes. You get into the habit of grazing. You get into the habit of eating at different times. Does your body need that fuel at that moment? No, it doesn't. Now, remember, if you want to lose weight, you have to give your body the chance to access the energy inside itself and use that energy. So you have to eat a little bit under than your body needs. Otherwise, you're not losing weight. You are maintaining your weight. So you do have to eat a little bit under. Otherwise, your body isn't going to be using that energy. Does that have to be an unpleasant experience? No, it doesn't have to be an unpleasant experience. When you get used to it, my body, when I go swimming, it's clearly accessing the energy that I have stored inside me. And so on a daily basis, where you should be is accessing that energy, filling it up. So the idea is you eat, you fill up your energy sources, you use those energy sources, and then you eat again. Now, what a lot of people do is eat, fill up their energy sources, get hungry, eat again, fill up their energy sources, eat, fill up their energy sources. And they never give their body an opportunity to access that energy. And that's one of the reasons why you're not losing weight. So there's just this understanding that there's a difference between what your brain is saying you need to eat and what your body actually needs to eat. And if you're putting on weight, then you are eating more than your body actually needs in terms of maintaining itself. So I told you there was going to be a big announcement. Ta-da! There is a big announcement. If you are interested in having support doing this, I have got an amazing new program that is coming up. It is called Positively Healthy. And the way it works is this. We're going to start the first 2 weeks really focusing on getting into your positive brain. What's the difference between your positive brain and your negative brain? Your positive brain is curious. Your positive brain is understanding. Your positive brain comes up with new things. Now, new things in terms of applying them to you. And your positive brain goes, yep, we can do this. I can do this and I can carry on doing this. And when things go wrong, I'm not going to beat myself up about it. What I'm going to do is figure out what went wrong and not do that again. So that's your positive brain is an amazingly powerful place to be for whatever you want to do. But what we're going to do is practice positive brain and then we're going to apply it to healthy eating. So then we're going to do 2 weeks of Mediterranean style diet, healthy, delicious goodness, which is really going to kickstart your amazing journey to healthy, amazing you, really focusing on healthy eating. Why do you want to eat healthily? Because eating healthily is delicious and fun and amazing. But more importantly than that, it is going to support your long-term health. It is going to help you lose weight if that is your gain, your aim. And it's going to fill you up with energy. Why do people not feel good all the time? A lot of it is to do with how they eat and eating not great foods. A lot of my clients say to me, oh my goodness, when I eat sugar, I really notice that I feel puffy or tired or not great. And when I'm on track and I'm eating really healthily, oh my goodness, my energy levels are so high. So come and join Positively Healthy. We're kicking off on April the 27th. There is going to be coaching so that you can bring your questions, so that you can learn live, so that you get to understand what is going on and you're really going to apply this to your life. And it is amazing. I'm super, super excited about it. So if you have questions, please feel free to reach out. If you think, okay, this sounds great, I'm not quite sure what's going on, feel free to message me. If you think, I'm not sure that this applies to me, feel free to message me and we will chat. So starting April the 27th, cost $199, an amazing price. For the first 10 people who sign up, there is an extra 30-minute coaching session. There's going to be recipes, there's going to be meal plans. You get access to this amazing app that I use so that you can plan your own meals. And I'm going to be giving you a lot of support. We're going to have an entire session on, okay, how are you going to be doing this, the healthy eating? So everything that you need to do positively healthy eating for 4 weeks. Now, oh, I forgot to tell you, there is also a little caveat that there is an option to pay what you can. Because I understand that money is tight right now for a lot of people. And that option is $49 or more. You get to choose how much you pay. And that is for people who really feel, okay, I can't afford the $199. So if you have questions, let me know. If not, come and sign up. It's starting today. Sign up starts today. We kick off in 2 weeks. I am super, super excited. Take care. Bye-bye.